And now our food moment this weekend. In New Orleans, they say the food is so good, it'll make you want to slap your mama. NPR's John Burnett visited one of the city's hidden breakfast spots and found it's true. He sends us this edible postcard.
Praline bacon. It seemed like the perfect Southern marriage, sugar candy combined with fried pork. I was interested instantly. So we came to the cafe that claims to have invented it, Elizabeth's Restaurant, on Gallier and Charters, just across the levee from the Mississippi in the Bywater neighborhood. They were not flooded, and the 100-year-old building was able to reopen a month after the storm.
Have you made an order?
I'll have the Eggs Elizabeth with praline bacon.
I'll have the waffle, please, with praline bacon.
Okay, since it's almost Father's Day, in the interest of full disclosure, that's my family ordering breakfast. A hale fellow with a red face and a golf shirt comes up to the table. He's the restaurant owner, Jim Harp, who has an interesting story himself.
Just recently took over the ownership about 3 weeks ago. Before that, I was a catastrophe adjuster for 10 years, and Hurricane Katrina basically was my last storm. And I had, after 10 years of that, it was pretty much enough. So I had the opportunity to buy this. The previous owners were good friends of mine. So something good came out of Katrina in the fact that it brought us all here.
While the praline bacon was cooking, I went into the kitchen to see how it was made.
You got two praline, one biscuit and gravy, and two plain breakfast, right?
Okay. Sweating cooks in white jackets were spooning out poached eggs, ladling hollandaise sauce, flipping ham and sausage and fried eggs. Chef Brian Peck, who trained at the California Culinary Academy, had his house in the lower Ninth Ward destroyed. He and his family are living temporarily across the river in Gretna. Peck says they sell 6 to 7 trays of praline bacon a day. By the way, in Texas, we say praline. In New Orleans, they say praline. I'm using the local pronunciation in deference to their confectionery genius.
We start with brown sugar and pecans, grind it together, make a praline mixture. We blanch off our bacon. In other words, we cook it about halfway, and then bring it out, degrease it, put the praline on, and cook the rest of the way. That allows it to get crisp and be nice for serving.
Is this an only in New Orleans?
I've never seen it anywhere else. I have seen it in a few magazines, like as candied bacon, different things, but I've never seen praline bacon. So, yeah, I'd say it's a New Orleans only thing, you know?
We waited. Two plates arrived. It looked strange, like somebody spilled something on the bacon. We ate. Jim Harp hovered.
Praline bacon, you like it? Mm-hmm. That stuff's so good to make a bulldog break his chain.
It's a true thing. It's delicious.
It is.
Oh.
It's sweet.
It was amazing. Like having the first and last meal of the day, breakfast and dessert, at once. Salty and sweet, like pouring syrup on your bacon, but better. And for the people who live in post-diluvian New Orleans, it was something else. The comforting taste of home. John Burnett, NPR News.